Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Reminder, during the Eagles game and certainly right after it ends on Sunday night, remember to call the Times Yours line and give us some great in-game or post-game reactions. 215-238-4500. The good or the bad. Times Yours is always there for you day and night. Even Andy McPhail, when he speaks today. After Andy McPhail's done talking, and you're going to hear probably some combination of, 37 stupid comments, call Times Yours, because we would love to hear your Andy McPhail reaction on Times Yours. John, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, with the current point spread of 9 points, do you think the Eagles cover the spread? A, yes. B, no. Where do you think the results have come down today on Twitter, John?
I think overwhelmingly people will say yes, they will cover. It seems like we've got a lot of positivity generated with this team right now. I think part of that is because we forget exactly how tepid this team has been this year, you know, with the long time it's been since we played last, and everyone is really ganging up on these Cowboys right now. It's not necessarily my answer, but I think 87% say yes.
Very much the other way.
60, really?
60% of people say no, the Eagles will not cover the spread. And I would be one of them too. But yeah, so 40% of people think the Eagles win by more than 9.
Well, we've had a lot of people calling us with the positive side
for
of this.
For sure.
I don't agree.
All right, 215-592-9494. In addition to everything related to the Eagles and Cowboys today, in honor of the rivalry of the Eagles and Cowboys and, you know, opposing players and coaches and owners that you hate, we've been asking for a player through the years, a coach or an owner that you just flat out hate it. A rival of Philadelphia sports. We've got some great answers today. Matthew Barnaby, Ezekiel Elliott, Scott Stevens, Antonio Pierce, Rondé Barber, Larry Bird, Joe Carter, Jerry Jones, Tom Landry, Michael Irvin, Terrell Owens, Chris Baker, and others have been said. We ourselves mentioned Danny Ainge, Tom Brady, and Cody Ross. A lot of juicy names still available. Who have you hated through the years? Hit us up. Best answer by the end of the show wins the gift card. Let's go to the phones. Talk to David in Blackwood. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Richie, when I give you my pick, by hands down, compared to yours, it's night and day. And you're too young to remember, but when I put it in perspective, you're going to shake your head. And when you, if you don't believe me later on, ask your members of the press and everything like that about this person.
All right.
And you'll understand. I hope that the Eagles win this week just because a couple callers ago when you had those girls and those other kids cheering and everything, if not for anything else, I hope for the families and those children that they get a win so there's some joy with the environment that we're living in these days. And that being said, I would hope for that reason only that the Eagles pull it off. Do I think that they will? I just don't know. I can't say that they're there. If they double Ertz, you know, who does Carson go
to? Well, there's
to?
No Ertz. No Ertz.
Yeah, well, then there it is. And let's face it, after his injury, you know, you took an element from Wentz. that was one of his.
Richard Rodgers has played well, though, David. He had 6 catches last week. He's done a couple weeks in a row. Nice job.
I get what you're saying, but when Ertz got hurt, you took something away from Ertz. You took something, well, his ability to run out of the pocket. He's not a pocket quarterback. He never will be, and there's not really been anybody to conform to what he can do with his limitations right now. And I think it may be either a mental or possibly a physical attribute that continues to haunt him. But ever since he's come back, he has never been the same, and his inaccuracy ratings and everything statistically, it's just not there. And it's a shame because I like him and I was hoping for him, but he's just not been the same because he cannot run out of the pocket like he did when he first came into the league. That being said, I hope that they do win. I do think that they will not cover the spread, though.
All right.
I definitely. That being said, now I'm going to give you my player.
Yep.
Arrogant. I mean, an SOB in every nature of the word, and I can only tell you this, and because I was a witness to this, and if he didn't have Mike Schmidt and Steve Carlton as a friend, he wouldn't have any friends in the world. And unfortunately, he was just mean to not only.
You're gonna say Pete?
Of course.
Okay, there you go. Pete's on the board as a former opposing player, which he was for years.
And he was hated as an opposing player, you know.
Well, yeah, he was also admired.
Sure.
I mean, again, I think there's a lot of people that do not know, because you know we know Rose played here for 5 years and was a great Philly, obviously, and a champion. Pete Rose did not come here until he was 38 years old.
Yeah.
Think about how deep into his career that was. Right. He then played 5 years here, then one. So he's here until he's 43.
It's so amazing.
Then 1 year in Montreal. Now he's 44. And then he goes to Cincinnati, and he plays like another 2 or 3 years there and becomes a player manager.
Think about the way he played compared to the way Jason Peters plays. You know, when he arrived in Philadelphia, he was Jason Peters' age, stage of career.
Easier sport, though, to be 38 at.
Yeah.
You know, 38 still really old.
The way
baseball,
he played, though, I mean, he wasn't playing like a 38-year-old, right? I mean, just aggressive, all out, nonstop.
That's true. I'm looking forward to drop of the week in just a couple minutes. Seltzer says it's going to be a great one today with everything that's happened over the last 2 weeks on our show. Let's talk to Tim in South Philly. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, Tim.
I'm not going to vote for Pete Rose, by the way. He did win a championship here in Philly, so come on now.
Yeah, I don't blame it.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm getting so tired of Jason Peters being in this lineup. Not only does he not put forth the effort and, you know, takes plays off, half seasons, whatever you want to call it, but, like, you're a Hall of Fame lineman. You're a veteran on this team. And, like, the simple fact that he does those things and then, you know, says he needs more money to go play left tackle and he's not, clearly not a team player. Like, they are setting the wrong examples for all these young guys on this team. Like, and then for Doug Peterson to sit there and use Nelson Aguilar as like an example on how Mailata could grow. Like, Aguilar, you know, became this Jerry Rice type receiver after, you know, he sat him for a
week. It's really disrespectful to Mailata that that comparison was made.
Certainly is.
It really is.
It's insane. And like, clearly, like, all right, like he's taking lumps, but it's like you said, it's like he's never played football before. So, you know, he's basically right now going off of instincts, and the more time he plays, you know, the better feel he'll get for the position. To take him out and to put this dude in is just – you're just taking, like, 5 steps backwards. And the way our draft's been the last few years, it's like these couple young guys that we have, you know, let them play. Let them get a feel for the game. You know what I mean? They're our future. Jason Peters.
Yeah, I feel that a little bit, but more so I just feel just put the players on the field that give you the best chance to win. I mean, if Doug Peterson really thinks that Jason Peters gives them a better chance to win than Jordan Mailata.
Jordan Mailata is very talented, yet inexperienced. Right now, if Lane Johnson plays, and that means Jordan Mailata is not on the field, then you are opting for Sua Opeta to be one of your best 5 linemen instead of Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata has played like the best offensive lineman out there on the field at times. Like that's the disconnect for me. Somehow this coaching staff doesn't feel the same way. And listen, they're NFL coaches. I guess I should just defer to them, right? But maybe there's so much more clouding this that we don't even understand. That's, you know, messages coming from the top of that building that, you know, Doug can't stand up against. I don't know why, but I just know that there is a real disconnect in terms of what we've seen demonstrated on the field and what they're putting into action.
It's bizarre. All right, Tim, give me a opposing player that you flat out hated.
All right, just real quick, just maybe they're looking at it like, you know, this guy's going to be out of the game after the first quarter anyway.
That's
so
possible.
Just to appease him.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not worth the headache, you know, where he would disrupt this team for the rest of the season if we don't put him out there. The problem is you signed that guy, and you gave him a raise.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Before he even played, and now you have to take that into consideration?
Stupid. Yeah. Tim, who'd you hate?
I despised Reggie Miller because he just torched the Sixers.
Reggie Miller. Well, it was scary. I mean, I'll tell you what, and Tim, appreciate the call. So it didn't much matter for a lot of Reggie's great years, mid-90s with the Pacers, because the Sixers stunk. When it mattered a lot was when the Sixers actually got good with AI. Reggie in 99 takes the Sixers out 4-0. Reggie in 2000 takes the Sixers out 4-2. Of course, Geiger went after him, and that's the only reason the Sixers won those two games, or at least one game five in Indiana. And then it was scary as heck, man. 0-1 Sixers, our beloved Sixers, when Reggie Miller hit a shot at the end of game one for them to win game one, and it was only a best of five series. I remember that was the same day that Vic was drafted, because I was at the NFL draft. Me and my buddy living up there in New York, we said, all right, let's go to the draft. And I'm going back and forth between watching the draft live and finding a TV to watch game one of the Sixers. And of course, Sixers came back, won the next three, but that got scary. All right, let's give you a chance to win the Nest Audio from Google, as we do every day on our show at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30 for a one-month stretch. Text the word audio right now, audio, to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from 94WIP with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 94WIP. Your chance to win is right now. Text audio to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. A reminder, next week and the next couple weeks, more opportunities every day on our show, 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30. All right, Seltzer says it's going to be a good week for Drop of the Week. James Seltzer, let's hit it with the Drop of the Week. And my recollection, and again, this is over 2 weeks because we didn't do this last week following the Eagles game on Thursday. My recollection is a lot of different types of drops.
Correct. Yeah, we're all over the place. There's out of context. There's some longer form stuff. It's going to be good.
All right, let's roll.
Let's roll. Let's start out last week. Joe, it's come up a few times. You had some problems, as usual, saying a word.
But the in over his head, what's the word here? Help me out.
Categorization.
Thank you, sir. It's like when I say peculiar, and I can't say it. I really can't say this one. I'm going to give it a shot. Peculiar. No.
Wow.
Peculiar. Why can't you guys know this is the word I can't say.
One of them.
Yeah, but peculiar. I can't say it. I can't do it.
Hallelujah.
I can't do it. One more try. Hold on. Peculiar. No.
Peculiar. Serious right now?
I'm being dead serious. I've told you before I struggle with this word. Peculiar. No. Can one of you guys tell me the word.
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
Say it again, John.
Peculiar.
Peculiar. Close. Close. But I have to slow down to even get close. Terrible.
It's really
terrible.
Bad.
Terrible.
Sounded like you almost threw me off there.
No, John was like, I think this is how I say it. Well, guess what?
What?
It happened again with Ross on the air.
Yeah, having trouble pronouncing some more words this week, huh?
Well, I've always had trouble with peculiar. So. Settle down. Everybody settle down. Settle down, everybody. It wasn't that funny.
Yes, it was.
I just can't say it. I've never been able to say that word.
Ross's reaction might have even been better.
I know.
Than you not being able to say it. All right, let's get equal opportunity. I said something. You heard it. I didn't even notice when I said it, but I said this. Maybe I'm a little, stiff when I get up, but Whoops.
That's unbelievable.
Whoops.
Can you play that again?
Sure. Maybe I'm a little like stiff when I get up, but I remember the context, unlike you, mostly. We were talking about your body and waking up in the morning with your back and all that and all your maladies, and I was like, yeah, I said. Maybe I'm a little like stiff when I get up, but
I like the little the
that.
Little being in there. Keep going, Seltzer.
All right. Joe, you said this, which is very true.
I know there's a lot of things I got to improve on. I get it. Well, you
it's
know.
Just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You also said this, which is even more true.
And yes, I am a fool. All right. Well, you know, if that makes you happy.
You also said this.
Joe, don't say that. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
I did say that. That was very good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You, as you often do, found a way to compare you and a former Eagles quarterback.
Why don't you double down on Angelo's guarantee?
No, we don't want that.
What guarantee?
Well, Angelo, I was astounded. Angelo says he will do the show naked on Monday.
Keep your clothes on, Joe.
He'll do the show naked on Monday, only wearing shoes and socks if the Dallas Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Look, I don't want to give Nick Foles a complex. Let me put it that way. Let's go to the phones.
Man. Oh, man.
Not bad. Not bad.
Just ridiculous, Joe.
It is ridiculous.
All right.
Totally untrue, by the way.
Here's one that I have no idea when you said this. I don't know. I think it might have even been on like your pregame show you guys do or whatever, but Turtle said, I got something for you.
Okay.
And this is what he had.
I was about ready to just stick my head in a toilet.
Well, that's true. I said that on the air last week.
Well, I don't know when you said it. Turtle sent it to me and said,
no, that was when the Eagles Ravens first half was happening. It was stick your head in a toilet bed.
Good work.
Yeah.
The self swirly.
What I don't know what that means.
Really?
You never heard of a swirly?
No.
I'm surprised you didn't get given swirlies back in the day. You seem like the kind of guy who would get a swirly or two.
I've heard of a Slurpee.
Very different.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to combine the two.
Couple more. You said it was going to win. I don't know. We got some good opportunities, some good contenders today, but a really nice Eagles chant from Chris and his kids.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Anybody that votes for anything else. Yeah, you don't have a heart.
It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But we do have one more.
What?
And I would like to thank the person on Twitter who pointed this out. I didn't even hear you say this, Joe, but you said this.
It's still hard to this day.
What?
Listen, you know what?
It's still hard to this day. It's a long time, man.
It depends how long.
There's a word for that. A medical term.
Just say it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Well, then don't say it.
Yeah, I would lean, you know.
So you guys are juvenile. Let's start with that. So we have sexual innuendos versus kids with an Eagles chant. Now, I'm voting kids for an Eagles chant. If you guys want to go a different way, you lay yourself bare. Not only for the listening audience, but for God himself, who someday will make a judgment about you.
I'm with you. The kids win, but I'll just give this to everyone else one more time so they can hear it. Maybe I'm a little, like, stiff when I get up, but I think it's only right. I do it to you, I'll do it to me. Here's our winner, though.
I love it. I love it. That might be a good luck charm for us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We might have to be rolling that out on future football Friday if they keep winning.
Yeah, I like that idea.
The Eagles chant.
I like that idea.
I like it. To the phones, Nick in New Jersey. What's up, Nick? Nicholas. St. Nick. Nick Foles. Nick. Nick. Nick's not there.
Nick of time.
Nick of time. Richie, give me a Nick.
Nick, really?
Come on, give me a Nick. Better. It's Nick.
Nick, any Nick. Nick, jeez. I don't know.
What's
another Nick besides Nick Foles?
Man.
Nick.
Wow.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, we go to Sean in the Leo.
That's a hard
one. That was a choke job.
I totally choked. But I still can't think of a Nick.
It does happen, though. It's
Nick.
Funny.
Yeah, you're searching your mind. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can't get one out.
John, we'll wait for you on a Nick.
I just keep thinking of Nicholas's and Nicholas is a last name. Nick.
We won't wait for you. All right,
yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Sean in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys? Nick Fury, Nicki Minaj, Nick Knack, Patty Rock, give your dog a bone.
Good.
Bunch of them.
Good job. That was good.
So here's my Eagles gamble for the week. Based on how bad the Cowboys are, and I know we're not the greatest team either, but just based on how bad the Cowboys are, I personally think it'd be smart, whoever is coming back from injury that has a possibility to play this week, just rest them. Because you have the bye week after that.
They're really still hurt, Sean. I need players to play if they can play. The Eagles are not good enough for what you're suggesting, in my opinion.
I could see Rager with a thumb injury, but, I mean, Lane Johnson, and I know we need him, but is it worth – if it wouldn't be for the bye week being the week after this week, you get the benefit of resting him or keeping him out for only one game, but you get the benefits of resting him for two games, yeah.
Sean,
keeping him out.
I think just for this week, you've got a great point, especially – If you have to play Jason Peters at left tackle, you've got Jordan Mailata that you can put in there at right tackle. And we've seen Lane struggle all year long because they can't rest him long enough. I think this week, more than any, you have a luxury with a good right tackle available. And it would benefit the team in the long run. Yeah. I agree with you. And we haven't talked about that at all. If you really are going to play Jason Peters at left tackle, then Jordan Mailata can fill in, and I have faith that he will fill in admirably.
All right, Sean, give me a player or a coach you hate it on the other team.
Oh, I'll give you somebody I hate. This guy, we should all hate him, because for 20 years now, he's been playing us for fools. Starting in 1999, we got caught filming signals against the Jets and said, oh, we're just using this for a documentary. All the way up to 2019,
right,
when they got caught filming signals against the Bengals. Oh, we're using this for a documentary. Or a tape surfaces that indicts him in a strip mall in Florida, and like a Jedi Knight, he waves his hand and says, nothing to see here, don't look at it. He breeds classless, cheating losers from a spoiled quarterback all the way down to an arrogant water boy. I hate him. I hate his coach. I hate his team. I hate his private jet. I can't put in the words that would do justice how much I hate him. And if you think I hate him a certain amount, double it, and you're not even close. I hate Robert Kraft.
All right, Sean.
That's definitely the best sell we've heard.
Was the strong president.
That
should be the best sell ever.
Ever, maybe. That was, no, the best sell ever was that time Sean did, I have it somewhere. We replayed it in Drive of the Week where he did like all the answers. It doesn't matter.
I can't get past him saying he waved his hand, referencing the Florida.
I know. He did it. Obi-Wan. He's like,
well,
the Jedi Knight.
That's not the hand that was waved, is my point.
Hey-o!
All right, up ahead.
Wasn't his hand.
That's my point.
Hey, so, right.
Oh, God.
I can't believe now that I look at this list of Knicks, I can't believe that, but they're not all that prominent. I mean, I guess Nick Cage is easy. Nick Nolte, yeah. I can see why that would slip my mind. But Nick Saban?
Sure, Nick Anderson.
I'm thinking Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon? What are you going to do?
There aren't a ton of Knicks, though.
I choked a little bit.
That was bad.
I've been there, though. It does.
Just a total block.
It happens
Mental
sometimes.
Block.
Up ahead, time's yours. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parx Casino Sportsbook app accounts, and it makes the games more fun. I go with the home team. I have that home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app. My team at Parx Casino Sportsbook are right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Sign up now. You'll get a risk-free bet of up to $500. $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. It's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Philadelphia now a 9-point favorite hosting Dallas. The spread continues to rise. The over-under is 43 points, which I think is low. Baltimore, now a 4-point favorite hosting Pittsburgh. Either of these teams could win it all this year. 46.5 points is the over-under total. I'd take Pittsburgh and the points. And Kansas City, 19.5-point favorite hosting New York. I'd take Kansas City and give those points to the worst team in football. PARXCasino.com
bet.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the home team. Bet with the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.